Tonight's episode of the Gamecasters, Natalie and I talk to Dean and Aaron Rose from Likely Story Productions about their show, Meeple People. Stay tuned. Welcome to a very special half episode of the Gamecasters. Natalie and I had the incredible privilege of interviewing Dean and Aaron Rose, co-creators of the fantastic new YouTube board game series Meeple People. And it's a show that examines the relationships between a group of gamers at a game night of theirs. It's incredibly well written, well acted, well put together, and I really hope after you hear this interview that you go out and binge the whole damn thing. So, without further ado, let's get to it.
Hi there, gamers. We're here with Dean and Aaron Rose, co-creators of the great, hilarious new YouTube series, Meeple People. We are both huge fans of the show, Natalie and I. I've watched it 4 times now, actually. And we have a lot of questions for you guys and just can't wait to hear what you have to say. So, first of all, if you could tell us a little bit about yourselves, like how you guys met, what your background is with gaming, what your background is with media production, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I met Dean when he actually cast me in a show a few years ago. And Dean does this wonderful thing every year in LA where he writes a bunch of short plays and he directs them. And I happened to audition for him. And then I never do this, but like I actually, after the audition, I sent him a message on Facebook. And I was like, hey, like, I don't know, like if you don't cast me, like that's fine. But I just wanted to say that like I loved your writing and it was just like a pleasure to meet you and blah, 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 blah. And he ended up casting me. Which was like awesome, which is like, you know,
well, we were all so excited when she auditioned because we were like, we gotta put her in one of these plays. Yeah. And I remember, I think Aaron was, you auditioned for like 3 or 4 different roles.
Yeah. You kept like bringing you back like, in callbacks where you're like, could you just wait a second and come back for this other thing? Yeah. It was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we met that way and then we ended up working together. And then, you know, like I had written some stuff in the past and shot some things and same with Dean. And, you know, I was looking to collaborate with someone else. And, and I was like, you know, I love Dean's writing and I loved working with him on the show. So I was like, Dean, let's please work together. Let's please do something together. And I was able to persuade him. And then we just had to start thinking about like what we wanted to do. So he invited me to game night and I basically was like, this is what we need to do because it was just like such an eclectic mix of characters. And I like very naively had thought that I knew about board games because like, you know, I had played Monopoly at that point. And
right.
I was like, you know, like I love being the banker. So like, of course I will love your board game night. And he's like, like very polite, but very welcoming. He's like, you're going to learn so many new games. It'll be so much fun. And so I went, with my now husband at the time. And we went, had fun, but like, yeah, we both were a little bit like, wow, this is a lot, you know? And so, but it was fun to see all the characters. And so, Dean and I decided to write about it.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So your first game night inspired you to write the series. What kind of games did you play that first night? Like, what did they use as like a gateway game for you?
I played Dominion, and there was another game that we played that I really liked that had like these gemstones. What was that, Dean? I can't remember what it was.
Oh wow, I wonder what that was.
Maybe Ascension? Was it another deck builder?
It wasn't Ascension. It had little gems.
Thought so. I thought they were like little, like maybe it was gems on the cards. I don't remember. But
was it Splendor?
Oh, maybe Splendor.
Yes, it was Splendor.
Oh, that was my first game.
Okay, great.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh, yes. This double date is going great.
Hitting it off.
Yes, exactly.
So it was like, but it was like so fun. You know, it was so fun. And I feel like there were a couple other ones that we played that night. Dean, you probably have a better memory of it than
Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we always like to do a mix of strategy and party games.
Right.
I've been running this thing for years, since like 2004. I started
Game Group. Wow.
Oh, cool.
First and gen.
We have that in my game night. We call it different waves: wave one, wave two.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
like we're cool. On like wave 15 now or 16. Because every year I like to try to find a few more regulars to join the group. You know, and then once we get like two or three new ones, we sort of cut it off and like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. Do people like drop out?
Well, what happens is people move. Like we recently, in the last couple of years, we've had a lot of regulars move out of the out of Los Angeles. So
that's sad.
We need to refill the coffers. We need to.
Yeah, you need that perfect number of gamers.
That's right. We need more workers, recruit more workers.
Right,
exactly. Got to get the resources to do that first. So did you guys, Aaron Rose, so you had the idea after that game night, and you mentioned a lot of the personalities at the game night. Did those personalities at that game night that you went to inspire some of the characters on Meeple People?
Yes.
I mean, like the one that really stood out for me was the guy who we actually based Nick on, right?
Oh, Nick guy?
Yeah,
Nick
like
one of our favorites.
That is like a very real person in real life. Like even more to an extreme where like I definitely had one of those like, oh boy, moments, you know, where during that first game night, I think when they were ordering food and he was just like very adamant about how they were going to order the food, you know.
Was he as vulgar as Nick?
Moved to Austin, he and his girlfriend Sarah, instead of Tara, it's Sarah.
Oh, that's funny.
And she was very common for her during game nights to, you know, fall asleep.
She didn't play a lot of the games.
Yeah, she would play a few here and there, but then she just could only tolerate it so much.
Right.
So who wrote the line? Because this is one of the funniest parts for me in the entire show that I remember laughing out loud really hard at during the show was when you guys were playing Time's Up, and and Nick and Scott were going to pick teams, and you know they Rochambeau'd for it, and Scott won and picked Sue, and then Nick, you know, let the expletives fly.
Yeah.
That was like the funniest part of the entire thing at the beginning for me.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, good.
We love that.
Yeah.
That is
some great stuff.
Let me tell you, we've had, in fact, the guy that Nick is based on, his name is Ninad.
Okay.
He actually once made a woman cry because he made it such a big deal about picking teams for Time's Up, and she got picked last, but he made her kind of feel bad about, like, no, we're not going to pick you. You know, it made her feel so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That woman is actually the actress, Tess.
Oh, right. Tara. I forgot about
that. Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. That's so sad because she's so sweet.
I know.
She's so sweet.
But she's in real life,
too. He has a way. She's normally very, you know, tough, and so she's not normally.
Sure.
But he just made her feel really bad for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well,
I got to tell you, I like a lot that, like what you're saying about these stories that you kind of featured on the show are rooted in realistic, you know, real life scenarios that actually happened to you guys. So it's not just like, hey, we're going to make this archetype, you know, because we know there's the dweeb. We know there's the jerk. Yeah. You know, you actually experience that. So that makes it a lot.
It's like more authentic.
Yeah, a lot more authentic.
Yeah. I think that was like something that was fun for us is that we did create characters based off of people that we knew, but then also because we knew so much of the cast, you know, that we wanted to include in the show, we were also able to kind of craft characters around their strengths and their personalities and stuff like that. Like Rebecca, Dean had known forever, she played Sue, and we just love Sue. We just love her. She's just like so much fun. And we wanted to write like a, you know, certain character, and we just knew she could nail it. And so that was also really fun, like with how we decided like what kind of characters to include in the show.
Jonathan Bray, who plays Brad, we wrote that specifically for him.
He steals the whole thing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He
plays
it
perfectly.
He's amazing.
He's my favorite.
Natalie, played by Natalie.
Yep.
Who you might have seen in like she's all over TV now. She's like on all these Flow commercials.
Oh, really? Wow.
You know what? Out of all of the characters, I thought she looked the most familiar. I wonder if that's Why?
Yeah, I think you're just saying that because your name is Natalie.
No, I really.
You just really want it.
She's done. She's always with Flo in those insurance commercials.
Oh yeah.
Gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. That's awesome. Well, that's good.
And then she's like Buttercup on Powerpuff Girls, which you wouldn't see her at, but she's the voice.
Yeah, she seems like she has that distinctive voice.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of the cast because they did. And I don't. I'm sure that you guys inspired this as well. Their AMAs they did on Instagram. I watched a lot of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
oh,
those were. Those were great. They were so cool. I think I asked a few questions to those guys, and it was actually really interesting. All of them were interesting, but Bogdan's especially. And I'm sorry, I'm not using their real names. I don't know their real name. But Bogdan, you know, obviously I don't think that's his real accent. But when you hear him on the Instagram AMA, you know, he just seems like a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
He is a superb actor. He's very he does a lot in the theater, and he gets a lot of accolades. You know, he's super good.
I mean, he just played the title character of Oppenheimer in a big show in L.A., which is great.
So, you guys, I think what sets your show apart from a lot of the just kind of board game media content that you see out there now is one, the quality that you have of the writing, the actors, the acting is impeccable, and the production values. It kind of blew me away when I first saw it. Natalie and I, before we even started, we were kind of, you know, had this like nervous energy to talk to you guys because it just seems like such a big, I don't know. I'm really excited about the way the show is and, you know, what it means and what it can mean for the board gaming community in general. So I think we're both really excited about that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
But another thing that sets it apart is, you know, the length of each episode.
Mm-hmm.
What was the story behind that? I gotta tell you. At the beginning, I was like, every time, I kind of binged it.
Yeah.
You know, so I came in when I think you were on episode like 14 because you released them
two or three a week.
So it was every other day or something.
Yeah.
So I came in at it, I think I found it about episode maybe 13 or 14. So I was lucky to have been able to binge up to that point. But I gotta tell you, it was frustrating. I was like, oh my God, I want to see what happens with,
you only get like a couple
with Brad
minutes.
And Potter. I want to watch him explode as a popcorn kernel some more.
Well, I have to say that I'm sorry that you were frustrated, but I love the fact that you wanted more.
that was where all the frustration was rooted. Just so you know, I was just like,
But I think
a new episode came out. Oh, it's over before I even clicked play. You know.
So I think that from my end, I had done a web series years and years ago that we had made the episode length really long. Like we had made them 7 to 10 minutes, and they were too long.
Yeah.
And so and then when we were watching, you know, some web series recently, we were the sweet spot just seems to be that 3 to 5 minute length, unless we want to go for that high maintenance thing and do a 10 to 20 minute, you know, episode or whatever that we could break it into. And I think we were just where are the good breaking points in the story and what makes sense? And, you know, maybe if we do them, you know, kind of more shorter content, it might intrigue people. So if one feels, you know, good to someone, they'll keep going in different spots. So they might not pick it up right at the beginning. They might pick it up in the middle, you know? So we wanted to encourage as much watching as we could.
It turned out, you know, just from the response we were getting, there was half the people sort of appreciated it.
Yeah.
And then half the people were what are you doing? You know, yelling at us.
Well, honestly, and this is going to sound like I'm just a shill to you right now, but I think a lot of the reason people might have been saying that is because of what I mentioned earlier, these production values, the acting, the writing is all so good. Yeah. You know, it's not just annoying that it's only, you know, a couple minutes long. It's more like I want this to keep going. I don't want to stop. I don't want to have to wait another, you know, couple days for another couple minutes. Like I want an hour of just Brad. I want an hour of just Sue, you know?
Well, that's like the world we live in now. We all want it now.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I love it's fantastic. Have you guys seen Bored with Life? That's another one that's got pretty high production values and is very funny.
Yep. Yep, we did. And I think we were literally we were maybe going to shoot the next week. I mean, it was something crazy like that where we were there's another show.
Yeah, we thought we would be the first. We didn't know that there was this other
show. We were like, oh, you know, and we're like, wow, it's really good. You know, and we were like, well, we're shooting anyway. We've written it. What are you going to do?
Well, there's room for more.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys, what you guys do is very different.
It's a just, very different tone. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's heavy metal and rap. They're both great. It's just, you know, they're just different. I think. Yeah. So I don't know. I love it. So for anybody listening that doesn't know, Erin Rose actually plays Emily in the show. So did you, obviously, Dean, were you just kind of like, I want you to play this Emily? Or Emily, were you like, you know, I want to be the lead in this? Like, how did that work?
I wanted her to be more of an extra, maybe one line. But she was like, Dean. We wrote it specifically a character so that for her.
Yeah. Well, after your story about your first game night, it sounds like you were like re-experiencing it through the show.
Some of it was. Yeah. But so I think, you know, like when I've written in the past, I've always written a part for myself because I love acting also. And so it just felt like a good opportunity to do both.
Are you guys the only writers on the show? Was it just you two?
Yep.
That's great. How was that process? Was there a lot of collaboration or, you know, did you guys have arguments about any of that kind of stuff or how did that work?
Yeah, I mean, we wrote everything together. So we were in the same room writing everything together.
Yeah.
We take turns writing or typing and, you know, like saying things out loud and, you know, and
we would make each other laugh. Like our favorite scenes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The ones that we would read to each other out loud and laugh our asses off. Then those were the scenes that maybe weren't the most popular later.
And really?
But we thought they were so funny, you know.
So funny. Yeah.
Well, let's hear an example. What scene did you guys love so much that you didn't think hit as much as well?
I mean, honestly, it was the muffin scene.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
Okay. Oh, right. I think we were, what's so funny about the muffin scene is that scene in the writing process, I mean, we could not stop laughing when we were writing. And, you know, we would go back and forth and we'd be like, no, you be Brad this time. You know, like we would do it. So like sometimes Dean's actually like, playing me, you know, and it's like, it's so fun. But then I think when we saw it, we're like, is this still funny? Is it still as funny as we thought it was? You know, so
yeah. When we shot it, you know, you know, you live and you learn because we think we're happy with the way it is now, but it was much longer. Like the scene was twice as long as it is now.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines is, we all know your muffins.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, Emily, your turn. Like,
yeah. Oh my
did God. You guys have the characters already cast when you wrote it? So when you were writing that muffin scene, were you picturing the Brad actor?
Yes, because, well, we already knew that it would be Jonathan, but we didn't know everybody else yet. We knew maybe half the cast. Because we were writing for like half the people. And then the other people, we were just hoping we would get good people. Like Ted, he was a great find. You know, we wrote this sort of silent character, hoping that we would find somebody who would be able to do justice and just really nail it with his face. He steals the show a lot of times, you know, for us. Like we love.
Yeah. And he did his AMA that same way.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious. So were there actors that you didn't know?
Yes. I mean, we didn't know Nelson when we cat. I mean, like we had written the part for Ted, and then we auditioned a bunch of people, and that's how we found him. Erin, Alicia, in real life, he auditioned for the show. We had so many auditions for the role of Erin. We, you know, thought about going so many different ways with that part. And like, so that, you know, we were excited about finding him. He had come to us through our casting director who had seen him in a few other projects online. And she was like, I just think you should read him. Like, I really, you know, think he would be good for this part. So it was great. And then who else was new to the fold? James?
Bogdan. James, who plays Bogdan. He was a good find. And boy, and that's probably it. I think we know everybody else.
Also, he plays Ted, but like the fun thing that I want to say about Nelson / Ted is that when he came into audition for us, I was a fangirl because Nelson was in this web series that Jenny Slate was starred in. And I don't know if you guys know who Jenny Slate is. Yeah. But she did this thing called Catherine, which just cracked me up. And Nelson had this small part in that. And when he came into audition for us, I was like, oh my gosh, can we please cast him?
So your biases came in and you were like, all right, we're casting this guy. That's so funny.
A question I wanted to know was how long it took you to film this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it all like together in one shot, just, kind of thing?
Yeah, all in one block, of maybe a total of a little under 2 weeks.
Okay.
Or was it 6 days? I don't remember. Was it one afternoon? What was it, Aaron?
Yeah, it was 1 hour. We did it live. No.
I listened to you guys. You guys were on the Victory Point podcast with Becca Scott back when that was still a show. And I listened to you guys on there. And I thought you mentioned something about Aaron's apartment. I'm doing quotes here. Was that Aaron Rose's apartment?
It was. Yeah.
You just kind of to have like the games and the shelves like shipped in. Is that because
that came from me? Those are all my games.
They're your games. God, yeah.
Cool. Although the collection has changed dramatically since then. But yes, that's my collection. I had to ship it over in like two carloads of or something.
It was a lot of back and forth.
Was your place, Dean? Was it not good for shooting? Was it like the lighting was perfect in Aaron Rose's place?
Had the best sort of more open space for filming.
Gotcha.
And higher ceilings, and just she was more willing to have things broken and marred and scarred. No, I would have happily shot here, but yeah, she had just a better space.
And then we painted some walls and before we shot too, which was just like kind of prepping. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of perfect because then you get renovations for free. Just paint my walls while you're doing it. If you want to shoot here,
my husband did the painting, but yes.
You're gonna have to buy me a new couch if you want to pay here.
Your husband
does. Yeah, right. Your husband does it. So, you guys, I have to ask now about. I'm sure you've answered this question 1,000 times, but we have to talk about Phuket. You obviously created that game for the series, and when I first watched it, I was like, I got like really snobby. I was like, how have I not heard of Phuket? This is ridiculous. I've been a board gamer for over a decade. Like, I know every game out there. What is this? How do I not know this? Who was the brainchild behind Phuket? Obviously, I'm not the only one that's pronounced it the other way.
Well, here's the thing with Phuket.
Yeah,
because in the through line for Scott, played by Josh Sussman, he needed to have there needed to be a rule that he felt was broken, right?
Yeah,
in order for that whole story to play through.
Oh,
we didn't
want to
rank on some real game, yeah, right? Sure. So we created Phuket, and we found a guy who lives in Greece who actually does artwork for board games. Yeah. I cannot think of which games he's done artwork for this moment.
Wow.
But we found him, and he was more than happy to help us, and he designed the artwork for us. We came up with the name and sort of the concept of it. And we think it would be fun if there were fans out there who wanted to like start coming up with the rules, like,
oh my gosh, I've thought about it 100 times. I've thought about it so many times.
You have?
Yeah. Well, because they kind of give little sprinkles of what it could be, like they have this Chow Fa Road, and then if you block it, then it's cock blocks the fish market. And, exactly. And the tuk tuks and all that kind of stuff. So have either of you guys, well, I guess more, this might be more for Dean. Have you ever thought about designing your own game?
I've tried on several occasions in the past to create my own game, and I've gained so much more respect for the game designers who do it because it is not easy.
It is an
art in and of itself, and it's just so difficult.
I hear you there. I've been working on a few designs myself. One that's a little further along in development, I would say, but I've been working on it for about 3 years. I think of these designers like Alexander Pfister or Stefan Feld, who comes out with multiple games a year. And each of these games are, worlds beyond anything my feeble brain could ever invent.
Oh, yeah. Stefan Feld, who is one of my favorite designers,
Sure.
They're cranking them out.
Right. Yeah, two in a year, and they're always like the greatest thing ever. It's crazy. It is crazy. Back to the writing for just a sec. Was there any ad-libbing done by any of the actors, or was it all how did that kind of stuff work out?
Yes, we wanted to play to the strengths of the actors who did have some improv background. Specifically, Rebecca Lumiansky, who plays Sue, she is sort of an improv genius.
Sure.
In her background, and she and Tess, who turned out to be great with improv, That whole scene in the kitchen, in the script, it's just like maybe a few lines. And like I gave them some parameters and I was like, you guys just figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, what you want to do. And they were so brilliant.
That's so fantastic. The best line is just Tess is talking about something I can't remember. And Sue's just like, that's terrible news.
Right.
That's
terrible news. That's such a Rebecca.
I have a cousin who lives in Cleveland.
Terrible news.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. You live in Cleveland. Yeah. Right. She's like,
And then the other kitchen.
Yeah, no board game.
Which is Jonathan Bray and Alicia, who play Brad and Aaron. There's the scene in the kitchen where they're discussing Emily.
Right, circling the airport.
Yep.
That whole airport thing was all them, man.
Yep. Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that was all them. And I have a lot more of it, too. We just had to make the scene short. But there's this whole airport thing. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Did all the actors get along? Do they all end up liking each other? And do they have a good time with it more that you could tell?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think Josh and Nick actually, the guy who played Nick, Pratesh, actually became really good friends after the show.
That's awesome.
Like, we would always, see them on Instagram together, and we're like,
really?
Oh.
You're like, yeah. We did that.
Oh, hanging out.
We did that. That's us.
Yeah, we set that up.
So, you guys, when are we going to get a season 2?
Oh my gosh. We would love to do a season 2. We don't know yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we
would
love to
do. Are there any plans? There's got to be something.
Just some ideas.
So Dean and I actually have written probably seven. We have outlines for 7 seasons.
What?
To do it. But yeah, we have to find some funding and do it. So that's what we would love to do at some point. Sure.
We wanted to give the show a chance to get some legs, get some views. And we're still on that trek of, getting more and more subscribers and views. We feel like there's still a large part of the board game community who still don't know about it,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that there's enough people that would want the season 2, and then we'll figure it out. Yeah. But there's some little surprise coming here in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
hey.
Can you give us anything?
It's a little bit of a bonus. Brand new funny little episode.
Oh my gosh. Oh, a little funny little episode. You heard it here first.
Be on the lookout in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. It involves some of our cast members as the characters. Oh, and it involves somebody from the board game community.
Well, I gotta hope it's me. Is it me?
who you'll see.
Uh-oh. That's exciting Uh-oh. News. Oh, cool.
No, I can't wait. That's
a couple people here who are really excited for season 2.
Yeah, we are huge
fans. And 3 and 4 and 5 and 6
We are
and
huge
7.
Fans. Yeah,
cool. Thank you so much.
And we will definitely do our part to help spread the word, because I think everybody should see this.
Anyone who plays games, they can relate to it. They'll think it's funny. They'll think it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really love. Are you guys working on any other projects at the moment?
Well, we did. So after we shot this one, we shot another project, which was a pilot that we wrote also, that stars a TV pilot that stars Rebecca Lemansky, who plays Sue, and Nelson, our new favorite actor who played Ted in Meeple People, has a small role in it too. We brought him back because we have to bring Nelson to our project.
Right, of course.
So we shot another show called Season and Renee that we're pitching right now.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a chance we'll see those at some point. Nothing else on YouTube though.
Yeah, just the Meeple People stuff.
Awesome.
There's a short on there. I believe it's still up there that we did. We took it down.
We did. So as not to confuse the Meeple People audience.
They never.
What was there?
Oh. It was there. We might put it back up again.
Well, it's something starring. It's something that based on one of my plays and starring Aaron Rose and somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's even got Nelson in it.
Oh my gosh!
It does have Nelson everywhere.
I've heard this Nelson is a pretty good guy.
And it's really for fans of Survivor. If anybody loves Survivor,
cool. Very cool. So my favorite character is Brad. I think Natalie, you said your favorite character is Sue. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have inherent favorite characters?
Yeah, I mean, I love Sue and Tara. I think
just them together.
Just them together.
We would love to just see them go off and do stuff for an hour.
We need a spinoff.
Yeah, exactly. Start a spin-off.
Right. We want to see what happens when they go to the convention.
Exactly. Yes, Comic-Con. We got to see the Comic-Con.
We got to see that weekend.
Yeah. It's just going to be it's like the Odd Couple is basically what it's going to be like.
It's so funny. I've been in that situation where like I just want to be playing the board games and there's other girls who like aren't into board games and so they just assume that I'm like them and they're like, oh, well, you'd rather be doing these other things that we want to do. And I'm like, actually, I don't really want to. I'd rather play the games.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to say this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Funny.
That's so funny. Well, we are so excited that you guys took the time to speak with us. I would love to give you a chance if you wanted to plug your YouTube series yourselves. And then, we are going to do our damnedest to share it with everybody we can.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So if people want to check out Meeple People, it's on YouTube. Just Google Meeple People Comedy and you'll find it. And production companies, Likely Story Production. So you'd find it there. And we would love for people to check it out and subscribe. And, you know, there are a couple fun things that we're dropping along the way too. Even though the series released, we've been dropping some little fun game tips that we shot as well. So we'd love for people to subscribe and take a look.
And that we have an Instagram account at Meeple.
Oh yeah. Comedy. Meeple People Comedy too.
And we have daily posts there every other day.
Do you have the AMAs on your story on your Instagram that people can still look at?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I encourage everybody to go check out those AMAs. You can, after you watch the series, you can learn more about who these actors are as people. And they're all super fascinating and amazing people. And Dean and Aaron Rose, you are not excluded from that. We think you guys are great. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great. I wish you the best with your podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have some things, hopefully, that we're going to be exciting things coming down the road for us, too. So this is just great. So thanks, guys. I cannot wait to see season 2. In the meantime, I'm going to watch season 1 about 8 more times.
Right.
Because it's so funny.
Awesome.
And it was awesome, guys. So thank you so much. And hopefully we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. A little insight into the minds of two incredibly talented and creative people. It was such a pleasure talking with them, and hopefully it was as fun to listen to as it was to record. You can find The Meeple People on YouTube and Instagram by searching Meeple People, if you can believe that. And please tell your friends, because the best way to get more content from them is to get them more exposure. And that can really only happen if you watch, like, and subscribe. So, until next time, I'm Ryan, and you have been listening to The Gamecasters. Good night, everybody.